Today's podcast is sponsored by Rock Paper Simple, creating the ultimate web experience for your brand.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballou. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey there. This is session number 82. This is number 82. It's kind of building up. I'm doing this daily series, Bread for the Journey, in this continuum of orchestrating success. It's taking our passion and moving it into profitability. And it's essential for the healthy organization to have profit in every sense of the word. I'm talking about different ways of empowering body, mind, soul, spirit, the person. So Bread for the Journey is how we care for ourselves, personal development, personal care. So these are all the aspects. And today it's number 82. And this one's the one about relationships. Leaders build and maintain healthy relationships. It's a beginning of a conversation. I'm talking, you're not there, but you are there. I'm already done. How do we talk? Go to my website, hughballou.com, and click on podcast. You have all the podcasts there. And find the one you want to comment on and go to the page. And love to have your comments and your thoughts. This is the beginning of a thinking. It's not the end. So let's dig into it. I love the quote by W. Clement Stone, one of the famous people that Napoleon Hill inspired. Stone said, "Be careful of the environment you choose, for it will shape you. Be careful the friends you choose, for you will become like them." So hang with the best. My third leadership principle is hire the best. When I was a conductor, I hired orchestras, and I'd hire the best players. And surrounding ourselves with the best players, people that are better than me, people that inspire me, lift me up, help me to grow. So hang with the best. Surround yourself with people who will inspire and equip you to do more than you can accomplish alone. The buzzword in some cultures is team. Team implies a connection to a group, like a choir, orchestra. The group is not just a number of people. It's a number of people with something in common. There are formal teams and informal teams. Each has a place in your life. Be aware of the formal and informal power structure in organizations so that you are not blindsided. Build and maintain healthy relationships internally, externally, in the teams, cross teams, with outside of the teams. Relationships will impact your leadership. Share your goals, share your challenges, share your victories. Share your time. That's what matters. We, as transformational leaders, respect the person. Invest in relationships, for they are the basis for effective leadership. Healthy relationships feed us, empower us, create synergy, and are the basis of transformational leadership. Relationships build high-performance teams. There's a link on the web page for the podcast to my book, High Performance Teams. It's on Amazon for $2.99. You go to my website, you can have it for free. Thoughts about leadership and relationships. Here's some bullet points. There are five of them. Number one, listen. Ask good questions and listen carefully to the answers. Gather appropriate data and then make your best decision based on the data. Two, focus. Be clear on your vision and make the final decision based on your vision and not based on the relationship. establish a culture of collaborative thinking and consensus building. You influence others based on your personal influence, not power position. At times, your decision will be contrary to other opinions. This can be damaging to relationship. You are the leader who makes the right decision. That will earn you respect. So if you have clear guiding principles, it will not damage the relationship. It only is damaged if you cave into wanting to always please someone. That doesn't work. 3, observe. Do not think that silence is acceptance. Only 7% of a communication comes through the words. Look for other messages in body language, tone, facial expressions, and eye movements. Ask for clarification for what you observe in the behavior of others. Affirm individual opinions. Consider the facts. Be true to your vision and your principles. Do not let apprehension become opposition. Deal with it. Don't put it off. Observe what's going on and speak to what you see using the facts. 4, engage. Involve others in decision making at an appropriate level. Some decisions are yours alone. Many decisions that leaders make could be shared decisions. When you invite others to brainstorm options and prioritize the solutions, then there's a broad base of support for the decision. You're still in charge. Your team is engaged. They feel like they've been part of the process and the leader hasn't over-functioned. And the last one, care. Show others that you care about them as a person, as well as who they are professionally and in the position they fill. Do not confuse caring about the person with making a decision that is best for your vision. You can care about them. That's different from making the right decision because you want to please them. No. You might agree. You might not agree. The relationship remains strong. Earn the right to influence others because you have invested in relationship. Always, always work on relationship. This is Hugh Ballew. Happy to share with you today. These are my principles as I walk through life. And reviewing them and reading them and sharing them, I become transparent and accountable to you for what I say that I do. And just the fact of reviewing it, writing it, and sharing it gives me clarity. We orchestrate success because we work on ourselves harder than we work on our businesses or our charities. We work on ourselves constantly. It's continuing improvement. Love to get your comments. Love for you to go to rockpapersimple.com. Check out what services they do. rockpapersimple.com/Hugh. Put my name in. There's special offers from Joshua Adams and his very, very skilled team. It's just not a pretty website. It's a gorgeous appearance with substance underneath it. It's about engagement. It's about authenticity to the brand. It's about so many things that we don't normally think about. rockpapersimple.com/Hugh. Go there. Check it out. Tell them I sent you. Thank you for listening. Another installment tomorrow. Bread for the journey. We feed our bodies, we feed our spirits, we feed our relationships, we feed our minds, we feed our person always. Here's to healthy living and healthy leading.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.